Friends, I wanted to start the homily today with two quotes from two of my favorite trilogies in history. The first is a medieval trilogy by Dante, The Divine Comedy. It's the famous journey through heaven, hell, and purgatory that the medieval poet takes us on. And Dante says this in the Inferno. Do not be afraid. Our fate cannot be taken from us. It is a gift. Do not be afraid. Our fate cannot be taken from us. It is a gift. And then from a more modern example, Tolkien's famous Lord of the Rings trilogy, in which Frodo is really struggling with the burden that has been thrown on him and the hobbits to destroy this ring, and this simple conversation with Gandalf. Frodo says, I wish the ring had never come to me. I wish this had never happened. And Gandalf says, so do all who live to see such times. But that is not for them to decide. All we have to decide is what we do with the time that is given us. I love these two quotes on the nature of fear and what it means to overcome it, what it means to accept the burden of the situation that we're living in and finding some path forward. They both acknowledge sort of what we might be feeling right now, which is why me? Why us? Why is this happening right now? Why is possibly a century generational kind of thing going on and we have to plow through it? And it might even be more personal for some. Why me? Why as a senior, this year, is my year not ending well? Why is my spring sports season, my winter sports season canceled when every other athletic group in my lifetime has been able to bring their season to completion? Why me? Why am I an essential worker while everyone else gets to stay home safely and quarantine? Why me? Why does my wedding have to not go as planned with all of the ideals and the dreams in my mind that I had set? I've got to have this little wedding with no one there. Why me? Why has this fallen to us? And both the answer of Dante and Gandalf is, we don't know. We don't know. The only thing we do know is that the only grace and consolation comes from accepting it. From accepting the burden of that adventure and the cross that has been given to us, and to finding a path forward. To finding a way forward and a hope forward that can give us meaning and life. I feel like that's what the apostles were feeling on the day of Pentecost. So our first reading today, we don't hear the Pentecost story. We'll have to wait till the end of Easter to hear the full Pentecost story. But the speech that Peter gives in our gospel today is on Pentecost Day. And if you remember, for the 50 days following the resurrection, it's almost as if the apostles self-impose a quarantine. They go on lockdown mode because they're very fearful. In fact, we read on a few occasions, like we did last Sunday, that they have locked the doors for fear of who's going to attack them for speaking the name of Jesus and speaking about the resurrection. And so the apostles have basically went on lockdown for 50 days out of fear. Legitimate fear, yes. They knew that if they went out and proclaimed the name of Jesus and his resurrection, that there could be serious risks and serious repercussions. And so they locked down. And then we know the story of Pentecost, which precedes our first reading today, in which the tongues of flame descend upon them, and all of a sudden, those apostles who were living in fear go out into the public and have the courage to proclaim the name of Jesus. What is it about the gift of the Spirit that enables us to go from fear to courage? Because there are things to fear. I have to admit, I've never been a big fan of FDR's famous quote, that there is nothing to fear but fear itself. I think there's a lot of things to fear. In fact, if you, like millions of others across this country, including me, who have watched the entirety of the Tiger King series on Netflix, part of the fascination with that series, I think, is we all know the fear that would be elicited in all of us if we were trapped inside a cage with a bunch of grown tigers and lions. And the fact that these people in this show don't seem to have any fear going into a cage with lions and tigers is a strange thing for us, because we know how crazy and how fearful and threatening that situation is. There are tons of things to fear. The question always is, how do we conjure up the courage to overcome fear responsibly? That's the question for us to consider. How do we conjure up the courage to overcome fear responsibly? What changed in the apostles? What did the Spirit do in them that gave them the ability to leave their lockdown and go out? Because I want to suggest to you, friends, that there is a real difference between overcoming fear with wisdom and knowledge that guides courage and overcoming fear recklessly and carelessly in a kind of daring blind leap in terms of overcoming the risks. There is a real difference there between a measured approach to overcoming fear and a reckless, careless approach to overcoming fear. And of course, I bring this up within the context of the conversation that's going on in society about opening up and when do we open up. And here in Ohio, Governor DeWine's going to lay out some kind of plan on Monday, and we're all sort of immersed in that conversation of how do we navigate going back out in some fashion with all of the fears and risks that we feel. And I want to suggest to you that what the Holy Spirit gave on Pentecost were the gifts of the Spirit to inform and to guide what God already put in the apostles to overcome their fears. In other words, the Spirit of God does not work in some kind of like magical way that God just dumps gifts within you and they're not attached to the things that God already created us with. No, notice what the gifts of the Spirit are. And I'm sure you all have the gifts of the Spirit memorized from your confirmation back in the day. And I want to give a shout out to all of our people in RCIA that are getting confirmed, as well as all of our 8th grade and high school students that went through confirmation, because you're going to get confirmed. We don't know when, but we're working on that. But if you remember the gifts of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit are given to aid and to inspire and to inform what we already have. Think of wisdom and knowledge, right? Understanding. These are gifts of the Holy Spirit given to the mind, right? To help us make good decisions. Right judgment is given to the mind to help us to inform what risks to take, what decisions to make. Courage is given within the context of us being informed by wisdom and then making decisions that are responsible, fears that we can legitimately overcome. There is a huge difference between allowing the gifts of the Spirit to guide our mind, for wisdom to guide courage to overcome fears. There's a huge difference between that and being reckless and careless and irresponsible and daring. There's a big difference between courage and recklessness. And my suggestion to you is that the Holy Spirit is meant to guide us in that process as we navigate those really tricky waters going forward about what risks are we willing to take, right? That's a really difficult question. And we have to ask for the grace of God to give us an increase in wisdom and knowledge and let ourselves be informed by people that have knowledge and so on, and let that guide and make responsible decisions in terms of having the courage to overcome our fears. There's a responsible, courageous way to overcome fear. There's also an irresponsible, reckless, careless way to overcome fear. I don't have all the answers to that, I don't know what the answer is to that. I don't know how the church is going to navigate this period going forward. I have no idea. We're throwing out all sorts of possibilities. I don't have all the answers. But I do think that what the Holy Spirit gave to the apostles that enabled them to get out of their lockdown, their quarantine, their fear, and to be able to go in public knowing the risk, assessing the risk of oppression and persecution, but having the courage to overcome that is the process by which we too are going to have to navigate these tricky waters. We're going to have to pray for the gift of the Spirit to enlighten our mind, and the gift of courage to enlighten and strengthen our will, so that we might know what is a responsible risk to overcome, what is a responsible fear to overcome, what is a responsible risk to take, and what is not. It's the work of the Spirit informing our mind and letting that to tutor and to educate and inform our actions. That's the incredible work of the Spirit. And no matter how we go forward, we know that Jesus is with us. That's what our gospel teaches us, and I feel bad that I'm not even preaching on that gospel. It's an incredible gospel, the road to Emmaus, in which Jesus walks sort of incognito with these two disciples. It's one of my favorite parts of Jesus sort of playing along on the road. It reminds me, and some of you who are parishioners here, you know my great love of Columbo. Some of our younger people have no idea who Columbo is, but I love Columbo, and Jesus on the road to Emmaus is in perfect Columbo fashion. He's playing sort of unassuming, he's playing dumb, he's sort of bumbling and fumbling around, but he's eliciting the information that inspires faith. And so we get that incredible story, and I would invite you this week especially to check out our bulletin, because in the back of our church here, the right panel of our icon is the road to Emmaus. And it gives an interesting interpretation. Cleopas is the only one named in the account. This interpretation is that the other disciple is his wife. And so they journey together on the road to Emmaus. And so whether we journey with family members in our own homes through this lockdown, or we journey in isolation, we know that Jesus is with us. He gives us his Spirit to enlighten us, to help us to make courageous and responsible decisions. He guides us with the breaking open of the word, which is what happens to Cleopas and the other disciple on the road. He breaks open the word and makes their heart burn. The great deprivation right now is that we don't get that completion in the breaking of the bread, where the road to Emmaus ends. The appetizer of the breaking open of the scriptures and the main entree of the breaking open of the bread, we don't get to experience right now. But we still have the gift of the Spirit. We still have the gift of the breaking open of the scriptures. We still have Jesus guiding us along this difficult path. And so I think rightly, we think, why us? Why now? Why does this fall to us? Why am I going to have to navigate as a pastor a church that's probably going to look really different going forward? Why are our lives going forward going to look quite different? Why us? And Dante and Gandalf both give the answer, we don't know. We don't know. But all we can do is accept the cross, the burden, the difficulty, the fate of what has happened to us, to grow through it, to find sparks of light in the darkness, to find hope in the midst of the despair, and to find a path forward, knowing that for the Christian, the end of the story, we know that life will always prevail over death, that hope will always prevail over hopelessness, that light will always prevail over darkness. And so let's embrace this with the path forward, knowing the Holy Spirit is with us, the scriptures are with us, the Lord is with us as we make the journey on the road to our own Emmaus, the road of our journey of life.